Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener, Shockers and the Biscuits, as it's starting to hit the stretch run. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of many Shockers with brand new facial hair, Xavier Warren. Z, appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
What is the story behind all the team showing up to the clubhouse today with the mustaches?
Yeah, so I think Sunday we talked about it and just decided that, it'd be fun. Just everyone do mustaches from now until, for the playoff run.
Was any one person behind, or was it a collective group thing of like, hey, we got to get this going for the stretch run?
I think it was more collective. A couple guys already had mustaches too, so I just kind of caught on.
Who's got the best one in the clubhouse today?
I like Merkel's just because it's so different than what he had. But it also looks good, so I like Merkel and Wiesner.
Well, yeah, because Merkel, the big thing was he had that big red beard. When he walked in the clubhouse today, was everyone like, wait a minute, did we get somebody new? Who's this guy?
Yeah, I for sure was. I said his face looked way smaller.
You, on Sunday, though, hit a big-time home run, helped the Shockers get that win. It was a successful road trip for you. A couple games with multiple hits, terrific defense over there at first base, too. How do you build off such a successful road trip coming into the final 19 games of the season?
Yeah, I think after a good week like that, just, notice that, it's a new week and you got to reset, but just try to remember the things that I was feeling last week that worked and bring them into this week.
What's been clicking for you at the plate? Because it has been a really, really good August for you.
I'd say, I don't know. I mean, at this point in the year, just kind of, you kind of find things that work and then you kind of ride with them as long as you can. And, just keeping everything simple, too.
One of the big things, too, is you guys are facing the same pitchers here late in the season for a fourth, fifth, sometimes even a sixth time, especially against Montgomery. It seems like you guys have played them every other week throughout this season. Does that make it easier up at the plate when you're facing a guy that many times in a season?
Yeah, I definitely say it helps just knowing their tendencies, how they're going to attack, and, you already have a good idea of what all their pitches look like coming at you in the box, so it definitely helps.
You've also played a little bit of first base here in the second half. How much are you enjoying it over there, getting into the dirt, getting to field some ground balls?
No, I love first, and I like third, too. Obviously with the roster we have, it was hard for me to get time on the infield. Being willing to play anywhere has always been my thing. I love first base, and I'm really comfortable over there.
One of the big things, because you were a catcher back in college, when you go and play the infield, you have to remember that you can field the ground ball and you don't go down your knees and block it up and take it off the chest. Was that any sort of issue for you when you were learning to play first and third coming out of college?
No, not really. I mean, I had a lot of experience on the infield, high school and in college too, so I would say I was an infielder before catcher, and then I tried the catching and kind of went back to infield and now also outfield. So versatility has always been like a big part of my game, and I'd like to keep it that way. So it's been fun, though, playing everywhere.
Do you like the infield or the outfield better? Because both of them are pretty different.
I definitely like the infield better. Outfield, especially left field here, is tough with the sun. And I think I just don't have as much experience out there, so I'm just not as comfortable.
What's it been like getting that experience out there in the outfield? Like you said, battling that sun, you have to invest in a couple different pairs of sunglasses out there?
Yeah, the thing is, like, the sunglasses don't really even help that much because the sun sets right over the roof of the stadium, so it's hard. It's an adjustment, and you get more comfortable out there the more you play, so.
Not only are you moving around in the field a little bit, but you're also a switch hitter, something you've done for throughout your career. What's it like training for both sides of the plate? Because not only do you have to be a good professional hitter as a lefty, but also as a righty, which is almost double the work.
Yeah, it's hard. I think last year I struggled a lot right-handed, and then this year it's been better. And then especially recently, I've felt way more comfortable just hitting the ball hard right-handed. The only tough thing is you don't get as many righty ABs, and I can go like 2-3 weeks without hitting right-handed in the game. So it all just depends on like how many lefties the other team has and stuff like that.
Is it something that throughout the season, if you're working on some mechanics from your left-handed swing, you're also doing some mechanics on the right-handed side? Is it almost two different swings sort of thing, or do you try to keep it similar for both sides?
It's two different swings. I mean, you'd like to keep it similar, and sometimes I do have to work on the same thing on both sides. But yeah, it's two different swings, and people always ask me, like, what side are you better at? And I always tell them, like, it just fluctuates. Like, one week I'll be better left, and one week I'll be better right. even day to day sometimes, how you feel. So it's always changing.
How much do you enjoy being able to switch it? Because that is quite a big asset here.
I love it because just not having to face the sliders coming at you is huge for me. And yeah, I mean, just as far as like the breaking stuff goes, facing it left on left or right on right is obviously like a big struggle, especially like how good the pitchers are these days. So it's huge.
Maction starts up this week and your Central Michigan Chippewas start their season. How excited are you to get some action back in your life and watch your alma mater go at it?
Yeah, no, I always love watching Central football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is. I follow still, so fire up Chips.
You going to be wearing some Chips gear in the ballpark on Saturday?
Yeah, I might have to put on some maroon and gold.
See, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yep, no problem.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shecker's Biscuits coming up next.